At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms. At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Lowe's has the Labor Day deals you need to give your home a new look. Buy one, get one free select interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Then add the final touch with 2 for $8 on select 2.5 or 3 quart mums. Refresh your home and save big while doing it. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 9/3. Mums offer in-store only. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring author, psychologist, and daily contributor, Siobhan Scott.
What would be going through someone's mind? I mean, if we can try and carve into what Caitlin Armstrong was going through, let's assume that she did do this. Let's assume it was that heat of the moment. She saw that the Mo Wilson was in contact via that app with her boyfriend and just, you know, went out and then acted out in the way that she did. Right after that, what is going through that person's mind if they have that disorder? Is it flee? Is it cover up this crime? Is it, I mean, clearly she did the flight sort of thing and went to quite an extreme by going all the way of physically altering her appearance. We don't see that all that often where someone goes to that sort of length, unless you're talking about sometimes like large mafioso type cases where someone is really trying to hide from someone. If you're hiding from something like this and want to get away, I guess it makes some sense, but it does seem kind of extreme.
Yeah, very extreme. And it makes me think that there was some degree of premeditation about it. But in the moment, the rage can be all-consuming. And it's incredible to see someone, I mean, you know, imagine a physician that functions in a normal way all day long, but then has a fit of jealousy over a text that she sees her husband had with someone else, and then goes into this blinding rage. And it's sort of in those moments, the rage does become all-consuming and alters the way that they're thinking and the way that they're perceiving. But yeah, having access to her sister's passport, having apparently funds, you know, to enable her to get plastic surgery. My guess on that was she had not been happy with her nose anyway. And, oh, well, here's an excuse. You know, I don't know that for sure, but that's where my mind went. So they're complicated people and they're hard to understand. And it takes, you know, if you've had experience with them, you have a sense for it. But they're people that can look very normal. She may have been a very benign, typical kind of yoga teacher on the outside. And we think of yoga teachers as really benign, caring, positive people. But it doesn't surprise me that this kind of thing can happen because it is the two sides.
You know, when you're looking at this, I think a lot of people look at these cases. Sometimes, you know, you watch Dateline or what have you and go, that seems a lot like somebody I know. And I mean, it's easy to someone self-diagnose something. But something like this, as opposed to other personality disorders, how difficult is it to recognize if you're the partner of someone like this or you're a family member of someone like this? Is this an easy one to look at and say, there's some red flags here? And if so, what should one do if they do see those sort of warning signs and they're in that sort of relationship with someone?
It's really difficult early in a relationship because I think the ability to role play normal, you know, and to hide this emotionality, they can be very seductive and very appealing. And they typically have, you know, they have a lot of relationships because they can draw people in very effectively. So there's that manipulative factor. And probably one of the big red flags would be intense rage episodes that seem to come out of really benign situations and misperceiving. So maybe you just have a work meeting with a female coworker, and then the wife just absolutely explodes and comes up with this story that clearly you're having an affair, you know, and it's just bizarre. And when people see that kind of jealousy and that kind of intense emotional reactivity, that's a sign that, you know, there's another side to this person. And if it's early in the relationship, you know, a lot of people will bail, which is why they tend to have serial relationships. They go from one to another. But sometimes they find a person who doesn't realize what they're dealing with, because when times are good, times can be really good. Mm-hmm. And that's the thing that makes this really confusing for family members. You know, people will often say if they have a child, an adult child that's borderline, but when she's good, she's absolutely wonderful. Mm-hmm. And that's true. But unfortunately, you know, that's not the complete story and it's not the whole person.
Yeah, it makes sense then when you kind of add that into the prism of why did this person act this way? Well, take a look at the guidebook here to this and you can see, oh, well, that's why they acted this way. What would you say in terms of the escape attempt? The second escape attempt, which took place less than a month ago. You know, she's getting ready to go to trial. She's got attorneys. This is not going to look very good. I mean, is there a disconnect with individuals like this from reality in terms of what is possible? I mean, you would think if she's trying to run away, she thinks legitimately there's a chance she could escape the authorities, even though they're right there going yeah. after her. And clearly that could never really happen very effectively, but clearly a disconnect there.
Yeah. And I think that was the origin of the term borderline. It's kind of an odd title for this, but originally many years ago, decades, people that were observing this pattern thought it was on the borderline between somebody who just had kind of normal neurotic problems, which are, you know, common to all of us, and psychosis, because sometimes they did things that looked psychotic. Mm-hmm. And sometimes they can have little brief episodes where their thinking is so strange and so off, it seems delusional. And yet they're not truly psychotic. You know, they mm-hmm. don't go around with hallucinations and hearing voices and, you know, having fixed delusions about bizarre things. So they're not truly psychotic, but there are these episodes when they get upset and they're very driven by emotions. So they tend to have this impulsive quality when they get really angry or really desperate or really frightened. They take these extreme behaviors and it's not always very well thought out.
Sick of the ads?
We opt to.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Lowe's knows tough jobs call for tougher tools. The new DeWalt Elite Series power tool accessories are built to last for the pro who doesn't stop. With precision fitment, durability, and impact resistance, finishing jobs faster has never been easier. Shop the new DeWalt Elite Series at an everyday low price exclusively at Lowe's. We help, you save.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.